April 27th, 2023. Halfcast 436, episode 436. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Woman with prostitution history accused of stealing $103,000 in Trick Roll. Whoa, 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 whoa. We don't job shame over here. She works in a cash-based industry. Hey, we could say she works in consumer affairs, accounts payable, customer service, human relations. It's a people person industry. A woman with previous arrest for prostitution-related crimes, that could mean any number of things, in Las Vegas is accused of stealing a duffel bag full of cash from a man's hotel room while he was showering. The very last show of 2022, I caught the story of Priscilla Cueva. She does comfort work also. She stole a $230,000 watch from a man in Las Vegas in the same exact fashion. These women are not your friends. If you needed companionship, you should have bought your wife. The man whose name was redacted in the arrest report had won much of the money while gambling on a boxing match Saturday, April 8th, and was carrying the cash around in a black duffel bag when he met Savannah Cisneros. There's no way I would have been walking around with all that money. It's no secret what's in that duffel bag. The only way I would have had that bag on my person is if I was getting in the plane and leaving immediately after. Do not stop in no hotels. Do not pass go. Go directly home. She was introduced to the victim by another man who had befriended the victim while watching the boxing match at the MGM Grand Las Vegas. Oh, they set him up. Eventually, Cisneros and the victim made their way over to the Tropicana Hotel and got a hotel room. How many of you think this guy was set up and they were watching him from the very, very beginning? A gun isn't the only way to get robbed. They put a loaded sweetheart in his face and he gave it all up. According to court documents, Cisneros, who was arrested on April 26th, is facing a felony charge of grand larceny valued at more than $100,000. Police were able to identify Cisneros as a suspect because she gave her phone number to the victim. What a professional. Because if you're ever back in Vegas and you need somebody to steal all your money again, make sure you call me. The man told police he attempted to hide the bag in the room from Cisneros and was even going to take it with him when he went to retrieve something from his vehicle. But Cisneros accused him of not trusting her around the money. Damn right I don't. The arrest report said the victim was doubtful of Cisneros, rightfully so. He told police that although he made drinks for both of them, he didn't drink his because he feared it might be drugged. This man had over $100,000 in cash and he couldn't have got the room that had the safe. Then he fall for the kindergarten psychology trick. What, you don't trust me? Nope. In fact, I trust you less now just for asking me that. While in the shower, the victim said he heard his duffel bag being moved and hastily got out of the shower and fell. Then heard the door to his room closing, the report stated. Police said surveillance video showed Cisneros running out of the hotel room in her undergarments with the duffel bag. And a short while later, the victim ran out of the room with no clothing on, but couldn't locate Cisneros. Why he just had to take a shower while she was still in the room is beyond me. She should have been long gone. This ain't the first time she's done this, but it's definitely the easiest. Additional surveillance video showed a woman identified as Cisneros running in the back parking lot and going over a wall, hitting fences on them, leading to a parking lot for an apartment complex. Police reported. We can't forget that most of these people are not from Vegas. They do not know the area at all. I wouldn't be surprised if she suggested the Tropicana for that very reason. I wouldn't even put it past her to have known somebody in that apartment complex. Police wrote in the arrest report the theft is consistent with Trick Rolls, which is, that name is hilarious, which commonly occur at the Strip or downtown properties. Court records also show Cisneros has multiple prostitution-related arrests, that could mean anything, and also arrests for trespassing at several strip properties, police said. According to court documents, Cisneros posted bond with his money and was released from the Clark County Detention Center Thursday morning. How many of you think they just got off to a bad start? He should give her a second chance. after all, he does have her phone number. Next up, security guard charged after shooting customer trying to buy jeans at Greenbrier Mall, police say. Sounds like someone overstepped their job description. All I can picture is someone who's dressed like a cop, walks like a cop, talks like a cop, but is not a cop. Paul Blart would be ashamed of you. A security guard is now facing charges in connection to a shooting at the Greenbrier Mall in Southwest Atlanta. Channel 2's Taisha Fernandez first reported on the shooting live Wednesday on Channel 2 Action News at 4 p.m. Fernandez learned that a man was shot twice inside a retail store at the mall just before 3:30 p.m. after an argument. We only wanted him to stand by the door and check the receipts. He's shooting the shoppers. They're going to sue the hell out of me for this. On Thursday, police announced they have charged the guard, identified as 27-year-old Daquan Carter, with aggravated assault and theft by receiving charges. Investigators spoke with the store owner and an employee about the event leading up to the shooting. It was crazy, man. The victim entered the store to purchase a pair of jeans. According to the employee, the owner instructed the employee to open a door that let the victim into a private room. So he's just trying them on. At first, me trying to make it make sense, I thought the security guard might have had a feeling that the guy would try to take the jeans. Nope. He just misread and overreacted in this situation in the worst possible way. When the employee started to open the door, the owner said the victim pushed on the door to make it open faster, which is extremely rude and definitely uncalled for. Carter told the victim not to push on the door, and the two began arguing, according to the incident report. I don't think the security guard was wrong for checking that shopper's behavior toward the employee into the store overall, because that's what a security guard is supposed to do. But you shot this guy, man. Killed your justification. You were just supposed to bounce his goofy ass out of the store. The owner told police that the argument stopped for a moment, but started again when the man told the guard to come see about me. I don't have to be from Atlanta to know that's a threat. Come find out what I can do to you. That is when the owner and employee said Carter shot the victim. The owner said he did not think the victim posed any threat and that he wasn't armed. He wasn't sure why the guard shot the victim. I'm going to go on ahead and assume that the owner doesn't know what the hell come see about me means. Let's play devil's advocate, because just because the guy didn't have a gun on him doesn't mean he didn't have one, period. Police also learned the gun used in the shooting had been reported stolen out of DeKalb County. Oh, that doesn't help at all. Carter remains in the Fulton County Jail. Something made that security guard take this threat seriously. What do you do? Do you brush it off and be a professional to keep your job? Or do you move in the best interest of your personal safety? What do you think? Next up, man gunned down fake parking lot attendant over $40, then finished the date. Who says chivalry is dead? You know, even a crappy job will keep you from having to scam people out of $40, but I guess that's all after the fact now. A man arrested in connection with the April 11th fatal shooting of a man on an east downtown street is accused of doing so after getting in an argument with the man after being scammed out of $40, according to court records. Is not about the money, it's about the violation. Eric Aguirre, 29, has been charged with murder in the fatal shooting of Elliot Nix, 46, according to court records. Aguirre was arrested in Aransas County and extradited to Houston Tuesday. What's worth risking your life over for just $40? Let me find out people still dying for crack money in 2023. New court filings showed that Aguirre allegedly shot Nix after Nix told him he owed $40 for two parked cars in a lot by a restaurant. Aguirre had just arrived for a date and thought Nix was a parking attendant, according to court filings. The woman on the date told investigators Aguirre walked into the restaurant and discovered Nix wasn't a parking attendant, dun dun dun, and that he was a well-known scammer, and he left her with the restaurant attendant while he ran back across the street, according to court filings. When he returned, she said he told her he'd scared Nix. Yup, scared him to death. But he's not taking any L's. And it's not even about the money. He could have let it slide, but that probably would have ruined his whole move for the whole night. A witness told investigator he saw Aguirre pay Nix and walk to the restaurant before returning to get a pistol from his car and chase after Nix, shooting him. According to court records, the shooting happened in the 1300 block of Chartrese, a street that runs parallel to Interstate 69 near Discovery Green and Shell Energy Stadium. A little bit of frontier justice. A little bit. How many people do you think this guy has scammed that he felt comfortable doing this, like this was a real job for him? Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.